Visitors to the Czech capital may not know their names and roles, but puppets and marionettes are an indelible presence on the streets of old Prague. Some have even claimed that puppetry is one of the few original national traditions that Czechs can present to the world. To honor this century-old craft, the Columbus Museum of Art came together with the local university professor Joseph Brandesky and a well-known Czech puppetry expert Nina Malíková to create the exhibit Strings Attached, The Living Tradition of Czech Puppets, which presents over 140 puppets created by Czech masters in the past century and a half. I spoke to the exhibit's co-curator, Carol Genshaft, on a line from Columbus, Ohio, and asked who came up with the idea for the exhibition.
The idea came with our guest curator, Joe Brandesky. Joe is a theater professor at The Ohio State University here in Columbus, and he has a very long and strong connection with Czech theater and also Russian theater, and he's been taking study groups to Prague for a number of years and done many exhibitions and is currently working with Peter Matasik. So he has lots of strong connections to the Czech puppet scene and knew Nina Malíková, who is the curator of the exhibition from Prague. So together they really thought that this was a wonderful show that could happen and hadn't been done before, not to this extent, the size, the depth, and the number of puppets that we have is probably... Nina's pretty sure it's the largest that's ever been put together, really anywhere, of Czech puppets. Maybe not in the Czech Republic, but certainly outside, and certainly in the United States.
There are puppets exhibited at the museum. What are other ways that the visitors can find out about the historical or maybe the cultural context of puppetry in the Czech Republic?
Well, we have really quite wonderful text panels that explain each of the periods that Nina wrote and that I've kind of edited. So I think that's really helped. We have three videos in the space. Our filmmaker from the museum, Jeff Sims, went to the Czech Republic twice in the last couple of years and attended one of the large puppet festivals. So he filmed lots of that, interviews with designers. And then we have another video with about 45 minutes of performances in Czech of puppet shows. And then the last video is of contemporary connections to traditional puppetry. So we have a lot of stop-action animation. The Quay brothers, Tim Burton, Schwantmeyer, Trinka. So that kind of, the idea here is to show the living tradition. So we start with puppets from about 1850, and end up with very contemporary puppets as well as these videos that I think kind of link the past to the present.
Did all of the puppets actually that are exhibited, did they all come from the Czech Republic or were they also coming from other collections?
No, they all came from the Czech Republic except one, and that came from the Czech Republic too, but it's owned by the theater department at The Ohio State University. And mm-hmm. That's Nadezda, which is Peter Matasik's puppet from 1978.
Do you yourself have a favorite puppet?
That's a really hard question. I think that's what's so wonderful about the exhibition. There are so many different styles, you know, from the very traditional Baroque puppets all the way up to very contemporary, minimalistic, surreal puppets like the Schwankmeyers and Matasik's and Smolik and Peter Nickel, the Link Boys. So I guess one that I have to smile every time I walk by is Peter Matasik's Devil from Faust. They're just great puppets, all three of them, but the Devil is really eye-catching. And I think that's the other thing. You know, puppetry, I think, has that ability to speak to people avoiding the language barriers. So I think the creativity and the inspiration and just the wonderful presence of the puppets are very much approachable to our visitors. I know we've had a number of artists already come through who are just enthralled and, you know, probably finding inspiration from the puppets. So I don't even think you need words for that.
The Columbus Museum of Art presents a lot of also, I would say, well, I don't want to say more serious art, but maybe more classical art paintings. And right now there's a Rothko exhibit on. How does this exhibit fit in? Can you look at, or do you personally, do you look at puppets as pieces of art?
We do. And it's kind of a wonderful combination, I think. As I said before, the puppets reflect the artistic styles that are in the air at that particular moment. So we have puppets that reflect the Bauhaus and cubism and expressionism and surrealism. So I think the puppets do reflect whatever's going on. And Rothko is, those particular, the decade we're looking at is 60 to 70. So there are certainly parallels, with the more abstract puppets from that period. We don't make those, there's no direct link, but we certainly view the puppets as art. They're beautifully carved. They're wonderful examples of puppetry. So I think our visitors really like the diversity. The puppets are in the east galleries of our museum, and Rothko's, they're exactly symmetrical. So if you look one way down the hall, you see Rothko, and if you look the other way, you see the puppets. And most visitors are very excited to see both.
And it's a great company for the puppets.
Mm-hmm.
Are you planning puppet performance during the run of the exhibit?
Well, a couple things. Beth Cadelman, who has written an essay on American puppetry, and she's going to be here on March 28th. She's done a lot of work with the contemporary American theater here in Columbus called CATCO, and they produced Avenue Q, and they're putting it on again in a couple weeks, actually, or next month. And she's done, I think she actually made the puppets for Avenue Q, so she's going to come and do a demonstration. And then on April 7th, which is a Sunday, we have Joe Brandeski, our guest curator, and Peter Matasik are coming. They and their students have been working for the last semester on a new production called Apotheosis. Mm-hmm. And there's a wonderful puppet mannequin that they've created, and they're going to have it here and do some scenes from that. The performances are actually on the campus of Ohio State from April 4th to April 14th. And then we've also been working with the Columbus Puppet Guild, so they're going to come and do some puppet performances. And we also have a hands-on puppet theater that wasn't finished for the opening but should be up this week. Not in the exhibition. We didn't want to confuse people. It's in our lobby area, and it's actually string puppets that visitors will be able to manipulate themselves.
How did the opening go on Friday?
It was great. We had an all-day opening for our members, of which we have thousands of members. But there were hundreds of people here, and I think they were really wowed. And I think the word of mouth about is going to make it a big hit. We had a lot of people here yesterday as well. There were like 1,300 people in the museum. And they're all talking about it and all just really, I think, quite impressed. And, you'd be surprised how many connections there are. A lot of people have said to me, I've either been to the Czech Republic or we're planning a trip and we're so excited about this. We have 140 docents that give tours and are in the exhibition to help visitors or answer questions. So they've all had extensive background, really delineating the fact that the Czech people have been under the influence of so many other empires throughout their history and how important puppetry became and is to them. So I think, we're getting that message out as much as we can.
That was Carol Genshaft, the curator for education at the Columbus Museum of Art. The exhibition, Strings Attached, will be on at the museum in Ohio until August.